What we're going to do today is talk to you about how to prepare for the marriage cases and what to look for. And this is not going to be as much technical information as Janet Beck just gave you. It's going to be probably more conversational, so you don't have to think really, really hard. But we're going to try and make it as interesting and conversational as we possibly can. What I'm going to do as the attorney is tell you what I do when I get a couple in my office that want to file based upon marriage to a U.S. citizen. And then Tanya is going to talk about what her role is after I have done my thing with the couple. And basically, I think one of the most important, well, first of all, how many of you are attorneys in here? And how many are paralegals? Okay, so there's a good mixture. And I'm assuming the attorneys do. How many of you have more than 2 years' experience? Okay, not a whole lot. Okay. One of the things that I have seen in our law firm, and we have kind of 4.5 attorneys, is that we are very different in the way we prepare the case to be handed off to the paralegal. Some of the attorneys give a great deal of information to the paralegal, and other ones are very cryptic. And I can tell you that if you are an attorney that does not give your paralegals a lot of information, you're probably frustrating them. Being female, I talk a lot, and I also give a lot of information to my paralegals, but I think that in the long run, that helps them be better prepared to take the case and run with it.